A song of the ascents. Happy is everyone who fears Yehovah, who walks in his ways. For thou shalt eat the toil of thy hands. Happy thou shalt be, and it shall be well for thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the flanks of thy house, thy sons as olive plants all around thy table. Behold, thus shall the mighty man be blessed who fears Yehovah. Yehovah shall bless thee out of Zion, that thou mayest see the goodness of Jerusalem all the days of thy life, that thou mayest see thy sons' sons. Peace be upon Israel. We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine in Apocalypse Explained, number 996 and 1002. As true conjugal love, in its first essence, is love to the Lord from the Lord, it is also innocence. Innocence is loving the Lord as one's father by doing his commandments and wishing to be led by him and not by oneself, thus like an infant. As that love is innocence, it is the very being of all good, and therefore man has so much of heaven in himself, or he is so much in heaven as he is in conjugal love, because he is so far in innocence. From what has thus far been presented, what the good that results from chastity in marriage can be inferred. Consequently, what the good works of chastity are that a man does who shuns adulteries as sins against God. The good works of chastity concern either the married pair themselves, or their offspring in posterity, or the heavenly societies. The good works of chastity that concern the married pair themselves are spiritual and heavenly loves, intelligence and wisdom, innocence and peace, power and protection against the hells and against the evils and falsities therefrom, and manifold joys and felicities to eternity. Those who live in chaste marriages, as before described, have all of these. The good works of chastity that concern the offspring and posterity are that so many and so great evils do not become innate in families. For the ruling love of parents is transmitted into the offspring and sometimes to remote posterity and becomes their hereditary nature. This is broken and softened with parents who shun adulteries as infernal and love marriages as heavenly. The good works of chastity that concern the heavenly societies are that chaste marriages are the delights of heaven, that they are its seminaries, and that they are its supports. They supply delights to heaven by communications. They are seminaries to heaven by producing offspring, and they are supports to heaven by their power against the hells. For at the presence of conjugal love, diabolical spirits become furious, insane, and mentally impotent, and cast themselves into the deep. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.